You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Well, good morning. Welcome to worship. It's good to see you all here. We're going to begin. Are we online yet, guys? We are. Good. Thank you for joining us. For those who are online, we are going to begin our day of worship with a song. Your name? Your name is power. So let's stand and let's begin our time of worship. Sing it out.
Spirit, let us hear it when you speak. gives mercy for the broken and the hopeless. Your name is power in the battle, glory in the struggle. Mighty, it will let us down or fail us. Your name is power over darkness. Your name is power in the chaos. Your name is power.
Thank you. Please turn and greet one another this morning. Welcome to worship. If you'd like to turn in your bulletins, we will go through a few announcements before we continue on. Search committee, you are meeting today, is that correct?
Yes.
Right after church? Okay, thank you. There is a bridal shower for B. Joshik on April 22nd at 1 o'clock. That's this coming week, isn't it? Wow, yeah. Yeah. And that's in the fellowship hall. Everyone is welcome. There is also the Papa Ridge fundraiser next Sunday at 4 o'clock, followed by a meatball dinner afterwards to raise money. That is for the parsonage. So if you would help us out, spread the word. I know there's quite a few posters that have gone out, and I think we're going to have a great turnout. Okay. We need some blueberry cha-cha. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. We need desserts. But if we get like 10 blueberry cha-cha, I don't care.
Okay.
Perfect.
Looking for a bunch of desserts. We're planning on 300 people. So I've got the list here. If you would like to bring a dessert, put your name on here, what you're bringing, and whether or not it's gluten-free or not. And I'll pass that around the church. And then if anybody would like to come in and help, we're going to make meatballs on Saturday, probably after the bridal shower, and peel potatoes and all that. So if you're around and want to help with something, just let myself or Jackie, Nikki, Mary know, and we won't turn down help. So I'll send this around.
Awesome. So help for Saturday, right after the shower. And blueberry cha-cha, did I say that before? Yeah. I like raspberry stuff, too, with pretzels, all that good stuff. Cream cheese. I know I'm hopeless, right, Janelle? Okay, Good News Club. The end of the year Good News Club party will be held on Wednesday, April 26th. That is coming quick at 3:15. April 30th, there will be a short presentation during the worship service for Good News. Also, the open house graduation parties. You can see Ben's is at the Heritage Christian School May 21st at 4 o'clock. Anything else you need to add to that, John, Angela? No? Okay. Ben, I don't know how they let a 12-year-old graduate that quick, but sorry, Ben. And Friday, there is open house graduation for Chisholm Schmiedeberg and Faith Lieberg, and that is at the church here, May 26th at 6 o'clock. So. And there will be lots of other graduation announcements coming, I'm sure of that. Birthdays today, we have Elsa Steen. Is Elsa not here? She's scared to be here, I know. Well, wish her happy birthday. Dan and Lisa Vogley, is it your anniversary? Is it? Yes?
Yes.
I was waiting, Dan. How many years, Dan?
One.
Yeah, we'll get the room ready over at our house for you. Okay, council meets this Thursday at 7. Fellowship Committee is planning the Jesus Revolution movie. That is April 28th at 7:30. Confirmation Sunday is May 7th. And the class is hosting a meal here for everyone at the Fellowship Hall that day. And then there is an announcement. It's a girl. You're invited to a baby shower Saturday, May 13th at 10 in the Fellowship Hall for a baby girl, Johnson. That's daughter of Katie and Eric, and everyone is welcome to come celebrate that day. Exciting. Anything that I might have missed this morning? Christy.
You didn't miss it because I don't have it in there.
Okay.
April 26th is the Blue Water Burger Bash in Dream. It's always held at the high
school. Okay.
And everybody who is eligible to go to Blue Water is actually invited. Micah comes and has some prizes and gifts, and we play games and have burgers.
Okay.
But we are only kids, so they would have to be parents if you're younger than 7th grade.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you'll leave at what time you said? 5? Okay. On April 26th. So that's the Burger Bash that they do every year, and it's at Drayton. Where do they do that at? Out at the park?
At the high school.
Okay. At the Drayton High School. So if you're willing to go, if you're willing to drive and help us out, that'd be great. Okay.
Hunter will be speaking actually.
Oh, awesome. Good. And that's May 10th at Streggs. Okay, that's the end of the year. Good youth group. And there will be food and Hunter speaking. So.
One last thing, sorry. But Blue Water registration worked yesterday. I'm pretty sure everyone I thought was registering did register.
Okay.
I sent emails yesterday to everybody showing what they owe.
Okay.
Over, make sure that it's right, and then checks are to the church for the remainder because then we send one day.
Okay. So if you still have money to pay for Blue Water, just send it to the church. Make the checks out to the church by May 1st, and then we'll send it off. And that's awesome. Thank you. I know it's a good turnout. A lot of kids are going again. Camps are filling up. Okay, anything else this morning? Okay. I did have one message this morning that I'll just announce it now. Carol Manzi had sent me a message. Bob, I didn't know if you knew this or not, but her daughter Cindy passed away last night. So we need to be praying for them, for Cindy's daughters as well. And their dad has already passed too, right? The daughters, yeah. So we really need to lift them up in prayer. Lift Carol up in prayer as well. And all of Cindy's family. So, okay, ushers, if we could have you come forward, and I'm not even sure who you are today, but and praise team, let's get ready. We'll sing, and it'll be good time to send in prayer requests for those who are online. I would appreciate it, and also encourage you to support your local churches wherever you are at, listening. Oh, I see where they're down here, Danny. I see him hiding.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Dan. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We pray that you'd guide us, bless this offering, we ask, and just bless the ministry of this church that you have called us to, Lord. Make us who you want us to be, Lord, and to be a light. God, we pray for those around us. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sing along with us. Jesus, thank you.
The blue.
Good morning. Scripture today is from Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Do we have prayer requests? Julie. He sure is a cutie. Curtis?
Yes, Claudia will be having a PET scan at the Cancer Center to check the lack of problem for the cancer Tuesday.
Okay. We want to remember, of course, Carol and her daughter Cindy that passed away. Okay, Ben. Okay. Do you know what's wrong with the border?
His heart.
Ooh. Oh, that's a praise item. And what was her first name?
Kendra.
Nobody else? Oh.
Mike.
Wow. So Mike had the stroke? Okay. Renee? Is that Laura? I didn't know she was doing all that. Ooh. Faye? Okay, I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that we can always turn to you, and that's such a blessing for us. I don't know how people manage their lives when they don't have you to turn to. We pray for Carol's daughter, Cindy, who passed away, and we just pray that this is a time where people can get together and support them and talk about memories and whatever. It's always a sad time when you lose a loved one. We pray for little Edison that the blood results come back this week and that they're going to be just letter perfect, just like him. And so we just pray that that is how everything's going to go there. He's such a cutie. We pray for Claudia, who has a PET scan this week. And here again, we pray that this comes back crystal clear and she is going to be clear of the cancer. And we just hope and pray that that's how this is going to be. We pray for little Porter, who's going to have an MRI this week, and it's just frightening when a child is sick, and we just hope and pray that this is going to turn out well and that they will, if there is a problem, they're able to find it and fix it. We pray for Linda's brothers, Mike and Paul. One has had a stroke, and that can be so debilitating, and it's just so hard for them to recuperate from that sometimes. And so we just pray that he has the strength to do that and the support and therapy that he's going to need to get through that. Paul has pneumonia. We just pray that medications will get rid of that and that he'll be feeling just fine in very short order. Laura has gone through some real extensive procedures here, and it's so sad when they turn out negative. And so we just pray, Lord, that if she decides to continue with this, that the next round works and that there can be a happy result at the end of this. And so just give her the patience, give her the love, know that we love her, and that she always has you to support her through this. We pray for Renata, who is pregnant and having a baby in June, and we just pray that the last weeks of this pregnancy go well, and that this Renata is healthy and the baby is growing well. And we want to praise you, Lord, for Kindred's results after this burn that can be so scarring and so, it's just a real painful process anyway. And so we're just thankful that when the bandages came off, everything looks so good. And we just know we just owe so much to you, Lord, and we're so thankful. We'd like you to send spring our way if you could. It's been a little chilly again, so you know, we thank you for the sunshine and the melting of all of our snow, and we just look forward to spring coming and everything turning green, and we love you, Lord, in your precious name, amen.
Thank you, Sue.
Yep.
Please stand. We'll continue to worship.
Jesus, Mary, Redeemer, there is no more.
Calvary, Lord, how we were all weighed down with that burden of sin and how we have no other hope aside from you. And we just ask that you be with Galen as he gives our message today. You speak to each and every one of us. Open our eyes, Lord. We may truly, truly see you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Savannah. Let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. God, you speak of it as living, as powerful, as active, sharper than a double-edged sword. God, just penetrating our hearts and our minds, God, just bringing truth to us, Lord. We just pray that you would do that today as we look at this incredible passage out of Matthew, God. We hear a call in our life, and we pray, Lord, that we would take this not only to heart, but to action, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, first of all, before I begin, we don't save anybody. That's God's work. Our job is, which is quite crazy that God would even give us this work, but our job is to spread the good news that salvation is only found in Jesus Christ. There is no other way. So as we did this probably 5 years ago, I think it was, and Sherry brought this to me. She said, we got these things that we can get in the mail or from the covenant again about BLESS. It's an acronym that we're going to use. And it is, we're going to do, over the next 5 weeks, I'm going to do a series on the Great Commission. And it's an intentional five-week time that I want you to take seriously. And we'll get into how that's going to work in just a little bit. We often talk about spiritual gifts and how we are all something different in the body and how we need each other. But there is one thing that we are all called to do. Every single one of us has a calling. And it is common for every single believer in Christ. And that is the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, we hear Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, say these words. I think that's kind of hard to read, isn't it? Never even thought of that, especially for a colorblind guy. I'm going to get really close. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." Some people have read that and they say, well, that was the call to the disciples. That has nothing to do with us. Wrong. That has everything to do with us. I promise you. Well, today is part one of a five-part series, which we're going to look at how we can join together in this great commission and be a blessing to those around us. That's what the acronym BLESS is all about. We'll spend the next five sessions learning how to love our neighbors and share with them the love of Jesus Christ and his hope for the world around us. And as we use the word bless, we're going to start with the first letter, which is B, and it's kind of the beginner, but that's not the word we're going to look at, or we're going to begin with prayer. And it's something that we need to realize. If you take your bulletin insert and you just look at it, and you'll see that this is intentional. This is more than just something that we're going to do haphazardly. We're going to be intentional. Inside, there is a folder of where you're going to write down the 3 to 5 people that you're going to be faithful to pray for over the next 5 weeks. Actually, it'll be a little bit longer because I am taking 1 week that I will be gone. But over the next 5 times that we come together, I pray that you would choose to pray for 3 to 5 people. It's not that hard. I'm sure right now you can search in your mind right away and you can think of 3 to 5 people that you would love for them to come to Christ, to know and see the goodness of God. Well, we just finished with Easter celebrating, and what an awesome way to celebrate our Savior right now than to take hold of the final words that Jesus spoke to his disciples after his crucifixion, after his resurrection, and him coming back. He gave us his charge: go into all the world and preach the gospel. Bring the gospel to them and introduce them to Jesus Christ. There's nothing more that I could imagine, no other greater hope that you could ever want for someone than for them to know salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone. And so how do we begin? I think we begin with prayer. Prayer is such an amazing tool to me, and it is such an incredible mystery because we know God is sovereign. He is holy. He can do anything. So why does he include us? Well, I promise you, it is a gift. If you have not known that in your life, that praying for someone is a gift to you, it's incredible. This week, I remember I'd gotten a message from Megan, used to be Satterlin. And we did her wedding for her and Mike. Julie and I went to, Medora. And it was freezing cold. And I just remember what a gift that was to us. It was a long way to go to do a wedding. But it really allowed us just this incredible gift to be a part of their lives. Well, Megan sent me a message this week. And she said, "Call me right away, please." So I called as soon as I could. And she said her sister-in-law had had a stroke, Ryan's wife. Tanya had a stroke, was having several seizures, was flown to or taken to Fargo. And they gave her three diagnoses, and none of them were good. None of them were good. She's not very old. And she was facing some life-threatening situations. And so we sent out a prayer request. And I don't know how many of you prayed I talked to Ryan that same night, and he was really distraught. He didn't know what to do. And I called him the next day, and he was a total different guy. He said, you don't believe this, but I got down to Fargo, and Tanya's sitting in a chair. And her three prognoses have all changed. And she's getting better. Glory to God. Prayer is powerful. And I don't know why. But it is. God doesn't need us. And yet he chooses to use us in such incredible ways. And always according to his amazing and perfect will. So I want us to look at, first of all, how God's will was for Abram. I had a little talk this morning about Abram or Abraham with John Erkes. But I look at this call on his life, this blessing for Abram and his descendants, and how that continues on for us today. And you'll see as we look into God's word that this blessing is actually extended to us as God's children. So with the thought of prayer in mind, let's begin all the way back in Genesis. And the Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. Now, I know people have taken this scripture and used it for prosperity, which is wrong. It's not saying that God is going to give you all the desires of your heart. He's saying, basically, I'm going to bless you, Abram, and all your descendants. We'll get more of that later. Let's turn to the New Testament, and we'll go to Galatians. And Paul writes this. He says, so also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. I love it. And then into Romans. What shall we say? Then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter. If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. Abraham was justified by faith. That's very clear. Not by works. We are justified by faith, not by works. And how can we then spread the hope of faith in Jesus Christ to others and turn it into a blessing of someone coming to know Jesus Christ? Well, today, as I said, I want to concentrate our time on prayer. So we're going to look, first of all, at John, the gospel, starting in verse 37 of chapter 7. David said the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. And considering that, we should pray then for those around us, right? We pray that they should become thirsty for the truth of God's word, which says very clearly that salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. As Jesus said this about himself, in John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So salvation is only through Jesus, right? And Paul speaks of something that so many, I believe, and overlook. They pass by, and Paul addresses that to the Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Paul says to the Corinthian church, he says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." So maybe you're thinking, I don't want to go to people. I don't want to go to them and bring them this incredible sorrow. But what if that sorrow leads to eternal life? We are so surrounded by everyone wanting to feel good and wanting pleasure, sometimes more concerned about offending one another. But what if you saw a brother lost in sin, living without salvation? Would you quietly sit by and watch them die without a Savior? These words are hard to hear. And it's not that we set out just to bring sorrow to people, but you set out to instead to bring truth, right? And life and hope. And so we should pray for them to become thirsty for Christ, sorrowful from sin, the sinful ways they've lived. And we should pray that that would lead them to repentance. And that leads me to the thought of this incredible love that God calls us to in 1 John. And John writes, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And why should we and why do we love like this? We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. And that should drive us to what is most important: love. Love for God and love for others. Love is what God is, we are told in Scripture. And we are to be like him. Love is what sent Jesus to this world, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved that he gave, so that whosoever would believe would not perish. In other words, they will be saved. That should be our prayer as we begin this journey, and I pray that you take it seriously. That you can think of 3 to 5 people. I hope you think of 10. you'll see on your sheet that there's a copy that's for you to keep. And if you tear it apart, this other side, there's a copy for us to keep. And if you want to write names down that you want to keep private, that's great. But if you want to share it with me, I would love to just take those names and pray over them too for the next 5 weeks. I don't know what it is about prayer, but I've seen people healed. I've seen people changed. And God uses this incredible vehicle of prayer, and he lets us be a part of it. As you pray over these folks that you write down, just pray for that they would have deep spiritual rootedness, that their roots would grow deep, so that when the first wave of what sounds good comes along but is not of God, that they wouldn't be fooled or swayed to think anything other than what God's word says. Spiritual roots that grow deep don't often get shaken so that they come out, do they? John 15:5. Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Who is the vine? Jesus. Who are the branches? We are. If we remain in him and he in us, that last part should just rock your world. You get to bear fruit. You get to bear fruit. Just think of that. And I pray that you would pray this also in our last scripture for today, out of Colossians. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Rooted, there it is again, and built up in him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. Now, just because I'm a little bit strange, I sat down and I thought, okay, for five weeks, if everyone writes down 3 to 5 people, if there was just 100 of us that did this, and the other 25 decided not to or whatever, if just 100 of us sat down for 5 weeks and did 3 to 5 people, how many new believers could there be if God so willed it? 300 to 500 new believers. Can God do that? Of course he can. I get excited when I think of that stuff. I think, man, God, if you do this, we're going to have to add on. Just think about that, 300 to 500. And maybe you're saying right now, yeah, right, Galen, it doesn't work that way. Well, can I tell you one thing? Just about every pastor I talk to says, be ready to wait 2 to 3 years for a new pastor. So I hope you're going to be ready to preach for 2 to 3 more years. Wrong. I believe God has called someone, I do. Who are we to limit God? Who are we to say, there's no way this can work? There's no way that there would be 300 to 500 new believers in 5 weeks. But what if? What if you just shared with one person What if you prayed very diligently over one person and God brought that person to 100 of us? We'd still have to add on. With man, this is impossible. But with God, what do we know? All things are possible. What a gift that God has given us that we get to. It's not a have to. This should not be a chore. This should be an absolute gift, and we should be so excited. Is sharing your faith with someone scary? It sure can be. But after you do it once in a while, all of a sudden you just become known, as my confirmation class knows, as a Jesus freak. And now we're part of the God squad. Way to go, Gil. Clarence. We're going to get shirts, aren't we? So if you see God squad shirts running around, it's my fault. But I'm on my way out, so I don't care. We've been labeled that over the years, so that's okay. Nothing better than to be a part of that team. God's word tells us that we are part of this great commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. In other words, you're just telling a story, and it's God's story. And it's real. Even if you doubt it, it's still real. Just because you doubt it does not make it true, right? Go into all the world. That might be your family. That might be someone very close to you that you love dearly. That may be someone that you don't even know right now that God will lay on your heart sometime, maybe even today, as you seek him and ask, who am I to pray for? Who am I to tell that there is only one way to salvation, and that is found in Jesus Christ? So are you ready? That's my prayer for you, is are you ready to do this? We're going to begin with prayer. Next Sunday we will talk about listening when you go to witness to people. Number three is inviting them to go, maybe go out to lunch or just be together, go for a drive, share a cup of coffee. Let them know how much you care. And be ready to serve them in however way God calls you to serve. And then the last S of bless is get ready to share your story, how God saved you. Everybody's story is different. Some people say, how can you come to Christ when you're 7 years old? I don't know, but I did. I don't know. But I know the day it happened. I know where I was. It wasn't in the church. Everybody's story is different. So be ready to share it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, God. There's so much about you that we do not understand, so much more to know. But what we do know, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. There is no other way. We praise you for this call on our life. This call is for everyone. Every child who knows you. Everyone who is part of that family. Part of that amazing family line from Abram through Jesus Christ and to us. What a blessing to be adopted into that amazing, beautiful family of God. All because of your incredible love. Because you so love the world that you gave your one and only Son, Father. Seems so simple that whosoever would believe in him would just have eternal life, would not perish, but would live with you forever. Help us, Lord Jesus, to not only take that to heart, but to live it. So no matter what we do or where we go, we are your child, that we are a light, and that we will shine. Help us to be so deeply rooted in you that we will not be shaken, that we will stand firm in the faith, that we will speak the truth in love, that we would really, truly, truly love those around us who are broken and hurting. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise team, come on back up. We will close with our song. Yeah, thank you. Please stand. He lives.
I know that.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. It seems so simple sometimes, God, just to think of just telling someone what you have done for us. God, help us to not be afraid, but to stand firm in our faith and to be ready to love like you, Jesus, to share all that you've done for us. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.